Happy Saturday, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. It's a big, busy weekend here in Columbus County, and even more events are going to be going on throughout the next week, so let's just get right into it. Today is the Spring Hill Sprung Festival in Tabor City. There's a parade, food trucks, the Kids Corner with Flimsy the Clown, and so much more fun. Find out all about the Spring Hill Sprung Festival in this week's Tabor Talk column at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Better still, just head on down there. The folks down there in the border town really know how to show everybody a good time, a good family fun event. There's something for everybody at the Spring Hill Sprung Festival. April 5th through the 11th is Week of the Young Child, and Columbus County Partnership for Children has a number of free activities. They're going to start out today with the Family Fun Festival at the Julie Strickland County Fitness Park. That kicks off at 11 a.m. There'll be a puppet show, dance performances, a bubble garden, face painting, and much more. The fitness park is located on Government Complex Drive in Whiteville, and again, everything starts at 11 a.m. Today is Tavern Safety Day at Town Hall. There will be golf cart registrations, bicycle safety classes, fire safety programs, equipment displays. The kids can look around inside first responders' vehicles. There's just all kinds of activities going on. That's at the Town Hall in Tavern. That's located on Brown Street. Everything is free, and everyone is welcome. The program is from 9 until noon. Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakona will have a night of worship, music, and fellowship tonight on the church lawn from 7 until 9 p.m. Everyone is welcome. We'll be right back with more of the good news. Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. We are pleased to be welcoming back a member of the CCN family. Crystal Faircloth will soon be covering Lake Waccamaw, bringing you stories about people from our community and maintaining the good news in the church news pages. Make sure you touch base with Miss Crystal, tell her welcome home, and get those stories in there to her. Cooperative Extension is going to host the Master Gardener Educational Series April 8th at 6 p.m. Amy Mead of Brunswick County Extension will be giving an in-depth talk on pond management. The event will be at the Extension Office at 45 Government Complex Road, Whiteville. There's no cost, and the public is welcome. They'll also be hosting their spring plant sale on April 12th from 8 a.m. until 1. Call 910-640-6605 for more. The Anchorage at Lake Waccamaw will hold Church Skate Night April 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. The cost is $15 per person, with kids 5 and under getting in free. Now, here's the deal, folks. The evening includes dinner, skating, axe throwing, a climbing wall, a batting cage, gator golf, and more. Call 910-646-4111 to sign your church group up to attend. The Columbus Baptist Association mission team is gathering donations for the next Nicaragua mission trip that's coming up in June. Hard candy, coloring books, child-safe scissors, jump ropes, kitchen utensils, beach balls, and other items are needed. Call 910-642-2155 or look up the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information. The 5th Annual Yokuni Fish Camp is April 11th and 12th in Bolton. The Waccamaw Suwan STEM Studio is still looking for some help. They need some volunteers for registration, for rigging fishing rods, and for food service. The event is open to everyone. Contact the STEM Studio via Facebook for more information. Nakona alumni Raven Williamson is asking for submissions from anyone with photos and pictures from Nakona School, circa 1952 to 1992. Copies of the pictures will be displayed in the restaurant in Nakona starting in June. Contact Williamson via Facebook for more information. The Wall That Heals needs volunteers during its visit to the Veterans Memorial Park in April. Angela Norris of the park said they need a total of 200 visitors. They need much more visitors than that, folks. They need 200 volunteers to serve four-hour shifts around the clock, as well as folks to help set up and tear down the display. Hundreds of veteran motorcycle club members will escort the wall through Whiteville on April 23rd. The wall is a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. See this story on our website for more information. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County this week, folks, on April 9th. The field day will be at Whiteville High School soccer field. Sponsors are still welcome for the event. They also need volunteers, whether you can help out or just be a cheerleader. Contact Kristen Green or Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more information. Barbecue on the Bluff is April 26th, and organizers have added a new event to the Fair Bluff favorite this year. The Oinkle Walk along the River Walk. We'll see which little piggy makes it to the finish line first. To sign up, go to fairbluff.com. Also, speaking of Fair Bluff, the Watermelon Growers Association will be handing out their Kids Grower Boxes during barbecue on the bluff. Each box is packed with everything kids need to get started growing their own watermelons. There's no cost to sign up to participate. Go to fairbluffwatermelonfestival.org for more. Always remember to check back with the good news throughout the week for updates on additional events. We never charge for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays and anniversaries, Good Samaritan hero stories, little kids with big fish. Happy news of any kind, folks. We've got room for it. Email thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.